It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam. It's 720 WGN, and it is time for swap meet. This is sort of like Chicago's Antiques Roadshow, where we ask you to give us a ring, text us with some of the great memorabilia and things that you've collected over the years, and we want to see if you've got any value. We can help you with that. We've had in the last couple weeks some real big scores, $1,500, $2,000, $1,000. Greg checks it out on eBay and other places. Greg can be found on Facebook and Twitter at DuPagePicker, and he's in studio. Greg, good to see you.
Hey, Justin. Thanks for having me again.
So you got a big event coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah, Saturday at the Darien Park District, 75th and Fairview, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's a free flea market, 40-plus vendors. Ooh. They do it about twice every winter, and it's a big event because there's not much going on. So,
Now, the vendors, they'll bring out the best that they've collected from estate sales and other places.
Yeah,
and
there'll be everything from tube socks to records to you know, old radios to kids' toys, everything.
I mean, bars of soap? Can I get some soap?
I'm sure you can find it there. But I've done it two times last winter. It's always fun. They have about 60 people lined up before the doors open.
Awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
Grab bag unlabeled VHS tapes?
Maybe.
that's what I'm looking for.
I'll hold them for you.
All right, good. 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text with any memorabilia or any junk you just want to brag about. That's the other part of this, too. You don't necessarily have to be in the market to sell it or to find out its value, but I love it when people call up and they're like, you know what I got?
Right.
That's my favorite part about it.
Many times we tell them, hey, that's just awesome to keep. You should display it above the fireplace or front door or something.
Exactly. It was funny. When we were in Crystal Lake last week, we had a lot of people who came out, which was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
And my dad was out there, too, and he came up afterwards, and he asked about a brass doorknob.
Doorknob, right.
Right, for brass doorknob from Chicago Public Schools or something like that. And then afterwards, I talked to him on the phone a couple days later. He's like, oh, I had no idea. He's like, I didn't know the different kinds and the different ways. And I he'd talk to you or something. And
I think
just
it was
like,
$30 to $60 or something.
I just thought it was funny that he was like, wow, I had no idea. So there you go. It worked. 312-981-7200. Like I said, you can text. You can also call. What'd you bring in tonight?
Well, today I went with the Playboy collectibles, which you see mostly at estate sales. The staples are usually these frosted mugs. They look like about, I don't know, 16-ounce mugs. They have the Playboy logo with the clear bottom. You'll see these a lot.
There was a couple of people called in about these things.
Yeah,
like
that.
Stirrers,
and
right?
We had some other people with some other Playboy stuff. But yeah, the most common are these frosted. There's a white one and a black one. There's a stainless steel one. But then there's the Playboy stirrers. And oddly enough, about 15 to 30 of these can get about $30. And
are
they just the swizzle sticks?
I mean, when you say Playboy Club, I mean, are they specific to one club or another? Can you tell if they're in Chicago?
Some you can. Some they're not marked, you know. But sometimes they'll put what club it was from, San Francisco, whatever, Chicago. They'll put that on there. And matchbooks alone, like from all over the world, all the Playboy clubs. Manila, I have three with me today, and they get about $10 to $30 just for a single matchbook.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's different things like that.
It was funny. This weekend I was at the Grand Geneva in Lake Geneva because my parents live right outside there. And we went to – they have a ski area in the back.
Okay.
Like where you can like downhill ski. I have a whole story about that ridiculous thing. But, you know, it was popular. It was populated or something. And I was like, yeah, this has been here forever. I'm like, this must have been like – part of the play, because Grand Geneva and Lake Geneva was famed to be the Playboy Club.
It was
you could see it, like, it's very set up 60s, the way that, like, the roads go into the building, and it's just, like, the architecture, and I was like, I just kept thinking in my head, there's just people in bikinis downhill skiing.
You have to imagine, right?
I just was imagining all these people, like, this is so fun! Like, it was out of an 80s ski movie.
Obviously, I'm a 50, so I love that era, just architecture and just furniture and electronics, all that stuff was just, to me, whenever I see it, I just gravitate to it.
All right, 312-981-7200. The calls are coming in. You guys are making keeping Pete Zimmerman busy right now. 312-981-7200. You can text as well. Let's get it started. Let's go with Rick. Rick, what do you want to brag about, Rick?
Hey, Rick. I have two sets of the October 27th, 1975 magazines where Bruce Springsteen is on the cover of both magazines in the same week.
What magazines were they?
Other than the Time and Newsweek.
Oh, okay.
He was on the cover in 1975 of both of those?
Yeah, and, the Born to Run album came out in June of that year. So the Time magazine has the caption under Time that says Rock's New Sensation.
Right.
And the Newsweek graphic says Making of a Superstar. And they're both kind of interesting.
How do you think?
Combination of photograph and animated.
Does he have is he wearing a lot of jean jacket? He's got a big jean jacket on.
He's got the beard, he's got the hat on, all that.
Well, I only can see my Time magazine right now. Yes, he has a beard and the hat.
Right. I'm looking at it now. And
you're quite. Oh, I thought you were going to say, you must be quite a fan, too.
I am a fan, but I also looked it up for you, and you have something pretty good. Just the Time magazine one is about $100
to $150. I have a framed set of the Time and Newsweek covers, as well as the cover from Time in 2002 after the release of The Rising.
Okay.
And the caption.
So you're a super fan, right?
Yeah, and the caption at the bottom says, Bruce Springsteen reached out to survivors and turned America's angst into art.
Right. No, that's...
That's just based on the cover.
Wow.
I have all three of those framed in one frame.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Rick. Thank you, Rick. Thanks for that. I mean, how much is that worth?
The Time magazine is about $100 to $150, and there many of them are selling for that. It's not just one that is sold for that.
There you go, Rick.
I don't know
there,
the
you
news
got $150.
Week.
You gotta split those up or sell them as a pack and get $200 out of it.
Right, or keep them framed.
Everybody loved Time. Newsweek.
That's what.
Greg Flam, my guest. He's at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. We'll take a quick break. Evan, Tim. A lot of texts that have texted in. We will get to you guys right after this break. It's Swap Meet on 720 WGN. Stay with us. 312-981-7200 tonight. We are talking with Greg Flam. It's time for Swap Meet. And Greg is at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. We've got a lot of people on the phone. Let's get to them. Let's go to Evan. Evan, what do you want to brag about, Evan?
Well, I got a Cubs hat and got it at some gas station in about 1985, and it's got the Cubs logo, and it says right next to it, like the trademark, 1985, and it's never been worn. And I just found it this year going through my boxes of hats. And like I said, it's a simple baseball hat.
What would be the difference, though? I mean, an 85 Cubs hat's the same as a 2016 Cubs hat, isn't it? The same C as the logo hasn't changed, right?
Well, I was just thinking, is this that wasn't it before the 86, 87 when they really started to almost have a little bit of a season going?
Well, they were good in 84, right? That was the big thing. So you almost have the beginning of the Sean Dunstan era. That's where your hat falls in.
I'm wondering, is it was
I bought it.
So you bought it at a souvenir stand, or was it an actual like player's hat, not worn by a player, but a player's hat?
Yeah, just some gas station.
Okay.
But it's never been worn. And I just thought of this. My friend's 29, and I told her, this hat's older than you.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately, I have to say it's like $10 to $20, to be honest. I mean,
yeah,
because
That's what I thought. It's not worth much, but it's just kind of a thing. I went, wow, I've got this, and I've never worn it, and I'm kind of glad I
is it a you know what
it.
You do is make sure you keep the sticker on it. Wear it a little bit to the side, and you're now a hip hopper.
There you go.
You've changed
yeah,
your image.
It's definitely got the flat brim. It's
hey, there you go.
Worn.
Right there you go.
Go. Okay, I'll bet you could sell that to Lil Wayne, and you could probably get some cash for that.
Right.
Thanks, Evan.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, they'd be like everyone wants. I'll bet you any money. The new hip hop videos that come out this year, everyone's going to be a Cubs fan. They're World Series
yeah,
champs, right?
Of course.
All right, let's go to Tim. Tim, what do you want to brag about, Tim?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Right.
Actually, something I guess kind of related to the last guy here. I got a talking Ronnie Woo Woo bobblehead.
Oh, yeah, love
it.
You know, Justin, I actually won that from you. It was one of your first shows that you did on WGN.
Yeah, right.
Well, in that case.
It was like a gift, right? Or like it was something we were giving away for some reason, right?
Yeah.
Oh, does it work? Is it good? Is it a good talking bobblehead?
I haven't turned it on in a while. I did like right after I got it. But
does it just go woo?
Kind of annoying.
Woo! Is that the idea?
Yeah, Cubs woo, Cubs woo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying, so I don't turn it on.
Sadly, I looked it up, and it's about $15. But obviously,
yeah, but it
winning
free.
It from
yeah.
Justin, I mean,
yeah,
that's got to be
an extra
be...
30 cents right. to that. I will
you
say,
got a celebrity status.
Yeah,
might up the bidding up, a little.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe 40 cents. Right. it's the Ronnie Woo. It's the 2015 version of the fish that Take Me to the River fish, where you hit the button and you're like, take me to the river.
Oh, right.
Right. Same concept.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we were giving away such great, valuable stuff back in 2015. Tim, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you.
I remember we gave those away, Pete. That was like one of the first things, maybe for the worst or something, where we're like, hey, we also giving away a bobblehead. Ronnie Woo Woo bobblehead. It's a very exclusive. Very
right.
exclusive. Let's go to Andy. Andy, what do you got? What do you want to brag about?
Yeah. I got a couple things. Such yes, no monkey. Call it.
What is it?
Right, the yes, no monkey.
Yeah. Yeah, some
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, I looked those up. They're all over the place. They're anywhere from 30 to 250, and I'm not sure why. I'm assuming condition, if you have the box or not, but there's quite a few of them on there, and quite a few have sold lately, so there's something to that, but you might want to see if you know what condition yours is in, if you're looking to sell it or not.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then I got this cookie jar. It's a Shawnee Pig cookie jar. And it's
a cookie jar?
Yeah, it's called by Shawnee Company.
Okay.
And I guess they're kind of a big deal, especially if they've had blemishes that have been that factory. And this one is shamrocks, and it has old leaf and stuff on shamrocks.
Okay, yeah, it's got the leaves
Andy,
around like
sorry,
the waist.
Sorry, Andy, we lost you there. Yeah, so what do you got there?
Yeah,
just listening to
yeah, it's going for like 70 to 130, so not bad.
Not bad.
You know, there's a
is
couple
a
different
bank?
Kinds.
Did you say it's a bank?
Yeah, it was like a porcelain bank. There's about three different kinds here.
Like
so.
Like Toy Story. Wasn't a pig in that thing a bank?
Right.
Yeah?
Yep.
Am I the only Toy Story fan here? Don't act, Greg, like you don't know Toy Story 1, 2,
here's the one
and
3. He's talking about.
Oh, that, no, it's different.
Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
No problem.
773 says, I also want a Ronnie Woo Woo bobblehead from you.
Nice.
We're really giving those
They're coming
away.
Out.
We're really giving those away. We got to bring those back, right?
20 years will be the MyPillow people.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, if anyone makes money, I feel bad for Ronnie. He's not making any cash off of these, right?
They should get them signed.
Yeah, I learned all about that from the New Edition biopic I just watched on BET. nice. 847 says, I have a new in-the-box Tamagotchi.
Oh, yeah.
What's a Tamagotchi?
They're
the
virtual
90s.
Pets. They were the virtual pets. You had to like press buttons to feed them and show them attention and everything, and then they would grow and they keep living. And if you didn't feed them, they would just virtual death. And they were the big hit. They were big in the 90s. They made probably like, I don't know, 50 different colors and variations of
that.
Them. But yeah, they're still big in the box. They're going for like $70 to $100 still have them in the box.
I missed all that because in the 90s I was in college, so I was in the Black Lights and the Beastie Boys.
There you go, yeah.
So I was not playing Tamagotchi.
Right.
I was turning 21 and buying Red Dog six packs at the
right.
liquor store in Lincoln Square.
There you go.
So I missed that old generation. Same with the Backstreet Boys. Just missed that. I just missed
what
it.
Happened?
Wasn't paying attention.
Yep.
All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for Swap Meet. Greg Flam is in studio till 11 o'clock tonight. We'll take a break. We'll get an update with Rob Martier and the news. And then we'll come back and we will do some more here in the Swap Meet. Stay with us.
Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose. Today, you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books. Or silverware, as long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
312-981-7200, it's a Swap Meet. Greg Flam is here, at DuPage Picker. Of course, the man who is here to evaluate and make your dreams come true.
Right.
Right? We're evaluating dreams.
Sometimes. If you got that wacky pack sticker, that was $995.
All right, so Darien Flea Market. Give us the update on that again. That's Saturday.
It will be this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Darien Park District, not the Sportsplex, but the Park District, 75th and Fairview. Free admission, free parking. They'll have shuttle. If it's too crowded, they'll shuttle you from a remote lot. And there'll be 40-plus vendors. And with not much going on this winter, I've done it twice last winter, and always about 50, 60 people in line at 9 a.m. And it's a lot of fun.
What time is it? 9 to what?
9 to 2 p.m.
Oh.
Yeah, and from 9
socks,
to 10:30.
You get tube socks.
Everything.
You can get soap.
But it's usually a lot more like collectibles, older vintage stuff. But yeah, you can get newer stuff as well.
I'm asking for a friend, but will there be old Playboys just to sort of see who?
I'm sure there are. And as we talked about before with the old Playboy magazines, it's usually the year and month that people were born. They want that one.
Oh, yeah. That's what I always say. I mean, I go into the antique shop.
Yeah, who wants the.
My beeline to the 1976 Playboys, and I'm like, oh, well,
I was born this year.
This is my year. Oh, let me check.
Right.
I'm a collector.
You're covered.
All right.
Your alibi.
Let's go to Ted, 312-981-7200. Ted, what do you want to brag about, bud?
Well, my mother-in-law is the ultimate Cub fan. She threw out the first pitch in 1991.
Wow, okay.
But she has a Ernie Banks rookie card signed to her.
Wow.
She has a Ryan Sandberg bat autograph to her.
Wow.
Okay.
And she's been going to the Cubs games forever, but she has one jersey she wore since the 1960s. And every time she went to a game, all the players signed it. So she has almost everybody for the last 30 years.
Can she hook us up with tickets? That's the first thing I'm asking. She obviously knows some people.
All right, what do you got?
It looks like they're about, a signed Ernie Banks is about 120 to 260. Obviously, if you can get it professionally graded, you know, the price can go up to in the 300s.
And we've talked about that on the show before, Ted. You can go into a sports memorabilia place. They almost have to sort of sign off on it being professionally, like, marked.
Right.
They'll do that for you. But to get into the game of selling this stuff.
If you want top dollar, yeah. What the
formalities. Well, here's a picture of him signing it.
Okay, that does help. And what you would do is you would obviously FedEx the card into this agency. It's PSA, and they charge about $14 to grade it, and then they seal it so no one can touch it again. And that's how people get the top dollar. They'll grade it whatever, 8.5 out of 10 or so on and so forth. And that's where you'll get the top money.
There you go. All right, Ted. Good stuff.
Thank you
for calling in. All right, let's go to Stuart. A lot of baseball tonight.
Yep.
Stuart's got baseball. I like this one. Stuart, what do you got?
Yes, I've got a baseball card. I bought it 1970 at the mom and pop corner store with a piece of bubble gum in it.
Only way to buy cards.
It's printed on thick cardboard, more than a 16th of an inch thick, and it's about maybe 4 by 8 inches.
Okay.
And it's Pete Rose. And on the back, the interesting thing about it, I noticed not too long ago, actually, it lists him as 185 pounds and 5'1" tall.
Okay.
Oh, wait, he's taller than that.
So I don't know if that makes it worth more.
Yeah, it's like the upside down plane on the stamp.
Yeah.
Right.
This could be a $1 million winner. Come on, Greg, you got to give us a $1 million winner here.
I know, I'm working on it.
They had Pete Rose at 5'1". He's like 5'6".
I think he's 5'11", isn't
he?
5'10"?
He's taller?
I went on the internet.
I always think because he crouched over in his batting stance that he was a short
guy. Yeah, that could be. I mean, I know they call him Charlie Hustle, but I'm thinking he's a little bigger than that.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm not
Greg?
Finding
Nothing?
It, and probably because it's a typo. There's probably not many of those. I'm looking.
Yeah, okay. We need that typo, right?
And that's
it's
what I'm trying to find. Yep.
Well, you know,
also got a Ron Sano of the same year, 1970.
No typos.
Same size and everything, but all info is correct, yeah.
Yeah. If you write me through the Facebook or Twitter, I'll be happy to look that up and get back to you.
At DuPage Picker.
Yeah.
DuPage Picker.
Like DuPage County. All right. Stuart, that's a good one. That's my favorite one of the night. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
All right. That's great. Yeah, it could be like Brewster's Miller. Millions. He did he actually used that stamp.
The stamp, right.
That's right.
That was a good moment.
Roger! More Cubs stuff, Pete Rose stuff, as a matter of fact. Roger, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How about you?
Hey, I'm good. It's a Cubs score sheet from a 1978 game against the Reds and it's signed by most of the Cincinnati team.
Yeah.
It's got Pete Rose, Ken Griffey.
Got George Peter Foster Kennedy. On there?
I can't tell. The signatures, these guys really write bad.
Tony Perez?
I can't tell.
Davey Concepcion?
Maybe. I'd have to look at them.
You got all the bench guys.
I could really read. Pete Rose, he signs his really easy to read in a red pen.
Okay.
And then Ken Griffey, that was kind of easy, and then Junior Kennedy. But the rest of them, I'd really have to spend a little more time looking
learned
at
that.
Them.
He learned to make his signature perfect for the bookies. That's an old...
Well, I have another one of his signature that I paid for at a Vegas convention.
You did?
And it looked exactly the same.
Oh, there you go. That's good.
So,
nice.
Well, I don't know. What does programs go for? I mean, because the Reds were World Series champs around that time, and they were the big red machine. So
right. He just has the middle scorecard section or the full program?
It's just the scorecard section.
That, you know, I'm going to guess $30 to $50 just for that section, to be honest. You know, I can research it further if you want to write.
Johnny Bench?
Yep.
Bench was on that squad.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Joe Morgan.
Yeah,
Joe Morgan.
Signatures. I just
great team.
I'll have to look up the signatures and see if I can figure out what they all.
Well,
say.
You do that, and in the meantime, Greg and I are just going to reminisce about the 78
big
team.
Red machine.
The big red machine. Roger, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
There was. It was a good team.
There was.
You know, the other not too long ago, I filled in for Cochran, and early on in the stages, they were talking about Johnny Bench was selling something. And he was available, and he was going to come on the Cochran show and talk. And I was like, oh, my. I was nervous because I'm like, I was part of Bench's, like, the baseball bench.
Yeah, that was
like
our era.
I signed in. You know, I got the shirt and everything back in the mail and the whole bit. And I was like, it's probably the most nervous I've ever been. I'm like, oh, Mr. Bench, I was part of your bunch.
Yep.
He bailed. He canceled.
Right.
He was replaced by Babyface. That was cool.
A little less intimidating.
Yeah, you know, he was on Dancing with the Stars. Right. Johnny Bench, not so much.
Yeah.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go through. Okay, we got a 1980. This is from the text. This is a 1980 Reagan-Bush placard. Medium blue with white lettering and border. Their names only. That's from 630.
Yeah.
So it's probably like Reagan, Bush. Do those go for anything? Like the old like political signs like that?
I would guess so. I'm just not familiar with what they would go for.
Reagan was a president.
Okay, right.
He was on.
And who was Bush?
8 years. Right. You don't know what those go like? When
I don't
you say
know.
Placard,
I mean,
do you mean the ones you stick in your yard, like yard signs?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. If it was like a wall plaque for a building or what, you know, or I don't know, promotional item or a dinner they went to. I have to have more info on that.
All right. There you go.
Sorry.
Greg is not, he will not.
I'm man enough to admit.
In this day and age, he doesn't get political. Even now.
That's right.
He doesn't get political.
You're trying to goat me or bait me, whatever.
708 says, I have a 1928 Coca-Cola wall-mounted bottle opener made by Star X.
Yeah, those are awesome. And the 1928, they're going for anywhere from 50 to about 220, depending on condition. And it looks like the opener was actually on like a kind of a piece of wood board that went onto the wall.
Okay.
If you have the piece of wood and the opener, they're like over $200.
So, wow.
Yeah, so that was nice.
There you go. That could be a winner tonight.
Yep.
I like that. All right. And then I've got this one that's just hard to understand, but it's 773 saying they found the sculpture in a thrift store. And it's a sculptor named Maria Torley, and it's an interesting. It looks like they've got an inscription on there. It says 1991, and then it's a bronze sculpture, Tristan and Isolde, the lovers. But it seems like they're trying to find out any information on it. I mean, those are tough because that could be one specific artist that doesn't necessarily show up like in
exactly,
collectors.
And it's art as well. So it's, you know, eye beholder. It all takes is two people to go crazy, and it can get bit up to a couple grand. So it's just one of those things. Beauty of the beholder, whatever.
Yeah. Well, we were absolutely no help to you, Mary Faith. I know.
I
apologize. The Reagan Bush 630 just text back in is cardboard, and it's about 14 by 24 inches.
14.
Yeah. And it sounds like a yard sign, right? Like a big yard
right,
sign.
Right. Yeah, for a convention or something. Yeah.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. It's Swap Meet. Greg Flamm is here. We still got some calls on the line. Mary Lou, some others as well. And also some texts that continue to come in, including one about a book from a World War II era where you put cards in it of Hitler's life.
Wow.
Like baseball cards. We'll talk about that coming up here on the Swap Meet on 720 WGN. Stay with us. It's Swap Meet, 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. I'm Justin Coffin. Greg Flam is here as well, at DuPage Picker. Got some people on the line. We got some texts to get to. A lot of sports stuff.
Yeah, lots.
I like this one. Mary Lou. Mary Lou, what do you want to brag about?
I have two U of I sweatshirts that have the Chief Alanowek logo on them.
Oh,
not the printed one, but it's the fabric one, the fabric logo.
That's primetime. They don't use that Chief anymore, do they?
No, they retired him.
That was a nice way of saying 86'd it, right?
Yeah.
Is it 86 or 96'd?
86.
Yeah, okay. I'm not really good with my numbers, like code numbers.
Looks like they can be had for $25.
Oh, that's like going right. Oh, my God. That'd be like, that's like just going to the
Kohl's.
The Kohl's, right.
Right.
I agree with you, Mary Lou. I beeline to the sports the sports stuff at Kohl's, and I'm always like, what is this? It's so expensive.
Use your Kohl's cash. And
I am. Like, this is, I thought this Bears are 3-10. Can we take 25% off of these Zubas? What's going on?
10% per loss, yeah.
Yeah, I like that, Mary Lou. I'd hold on to that. That's going to be, you give that, I'll bet you give that 10, 15 years, and I'll bet people are, that's going to be a bigger seller.
That's what I was going to say. There's only one on there now, so if you wait a little bit, you'll be the only game in town. You can probably charge more.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. I don't want to upset the Illini Nation, but you can make some money off of you know, insensitive mascots.
Right.
It works out. Let's go to Bob. Bob, what do you want to brag about? What do you got tonight?
I have Michael Jordan's rookie yearbook handbook.
Oh.
It's the one they only gave out to employees. I actually got two of them. And I believe it's got, like, Reggie Theus is on the cover of it.
So, like, they give it to employees? Like, hey, here's
It's just for employees only. My sister was a Bulls cheerleader.
So what's in it? Like, tuck in your shirt, and here's a picture of Michael Jordan? Like, what?
No, it actually introduces all the players and
so
who everybody is.
A media guide? Or
different things
so
like
kind
that.
Of like a media guide, right? Similar to that?
It's like a medium. It's a smaller book, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, interesting.
And I got two of them. I saw one in a shop, and I inquired about buying it, and he said it wasn't for sale.
Oh.
There you go.
So I got two of them. I also have her complete Chicago Bulls cheerleaders outfit and jackets and boots and everything. I don't know if that's worth anything.
I met a Chicago, lovable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a long time ago, this was 20 years ago, around in the 90s, German or Jordan time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Might be my sister.
Yeah, might have been. But she talked about how what they had to do in public. Like, you can't go out in public not made up and looking good, because if you're seen and you're, like, just in your sweats, you're, like, representing the Lovables, you'll get fired. That's crazy.
Yeah, and they make back then they were making a whopping 15 bucks a game.
right. Oh, I know from experience, like a Lovable poster, they did a lot of stuff with like Chevy or car, you know, dealers. That stuff,
I've got, like,
you know,
four Lovable posters hanging up.
Yeah, the posters alone go for about 30, 40 bucks, you know, and I was lucky enough to get a few that were signed. Obviously, no one knows who a Lovable is, but they did sign it, you know, as the Lovables.
What kills me is I could have gotten his autograph a million times. Because back in his rookie years, you know, nobody went to the game.
Yeah, I walked right by him at Yorktown.
Halftime, we were the ones out there shooting basketballs with him.
Right. Who knew,
I never thought to get his autograph.
Yeah, well, that's, you're going to look back on that one. Thanks, Bob. Thanks for that.
Okay.
All right, let's do this book from World War II era. This is from 847. This is where you put the cards in it of Hitler's life. Kind of like baseball cards.
Right.
A cigarette book, if you will. What do you got on that?
Yeah, they were cigarette cards. They came with a pack of cigarettes, of course. And this is another one of those situations where if they're graded, it makes a world of difference, because individual cards are going for $3, and then the graded ones have sold for $130, individual cards. I can't obviously find a whole set, so if this person has a whole set, that's great. And if you do have a whole set, it might be worth sending them out to be graded. It's like $14 a card to be graded. And if you have that many and the book, you should definitely get that graded.
There you go. 815 has a Walter Payton second year card, probably in the 8 to 9 condition. I guess that's on a 1 through 10 scale.
Yeah. It's not signed, I guess. I'm going to guess 40 to 60 maybe unsigned.
So what was so special about a second year?
That's, you know.
Because you're talking about like 1976 maybe, 75, 77,
yeah,
77.
Yeah, that doesn't
he
mean
started
much
77?
To me.
Somewhere in there, right?
Right. 70, yeah. Drawing a blank. But, yeah, I mean, if it's not signed, you know, the second year doesn't make much of a difference versus third or fourth.
When I was a kid living in Wonder Lake, we would just go crazy when they would bring the football cards in. Right? They have football cards at the Village Market,
right?
And you would get them for 30 cents a pack or whatever it was. And there was just never a Walter Payton. Right? It's just always like Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
You know, just nonstop, Kenny Anderson quarterback from the Cincinnati Bengals, like, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And then finally, and I remember my friend Richie Frischella, he was such a Walter Payton guy, and he had got Walter Payton's autograph, and he like had a connection with Walter Payton because his dad was a car salesman, like it was all this kind of stuff, right?
Okay.
And we went and got cards at the, and we were opening up in his living room, and I went, and I like number 4, and the thing was Walter Payton.
Nice.
Like, I had it.
There you go.
But I felt so bad because Richie, like, this was his thing, like Walter Payton. So, like, I didn't say that I had it. I was like, oh, just a couple more punters.
Yep.
You know? And then he's like, oh, no, let me see. I'm like, oh, there's nothing to see. And it was Walter Payton. And, of course, he got mad because we were, like, 11 or 12, you know, and it was, like, a big thing.
Yep.
And I ended up giving it to him, like, traded it for, like, an Otis Wilson or something like
that. Okay, I did find the card. And, again, grading is a big difference. Ungraded, they're $5. Graded, they're, like, 25 to 60. It's kind of guessed 40 to 60 earlier. So, a lot of grading cards tonight.
All right, I know there's a lot. There's a lot of cards and sports stuff tonight. Let's keep. I think we'll go more to a World War II style. John, what do you got? What do you want to brag about?
Oh, I was just curious. I have a knife from World War II, and it has a swastika on the handle. I think my grandfather brought it home.
Okay,
it's German.
It's German. Yeah, well, it's got a swastika.
I couldn't hear you.
We couldn't hear that part.
Swastika. Yeah, that's hilarious. What do you think it was? Oh, I'm like, well, there's a lot of different swastikas. No, of course. We just didn't hear you there. All right. So German swastika on the knife.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
It's got like a little guard for your finger.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's a bayonet or what it is.
It's something, but it's from the war and it's got a swastika on it.
Yeah, they're pretty rare. I'm not finding many on here, so you definitely got something rare.
Yeah, I would say, man, just the idea of any sort of knife that has that on it is pretty intense.
Right.
Go ahead.
As we talked before, too, World War II stuff is obviously people line up overnight at estate sales for that stuff. So,
Doug, what do you want to brag about? I like what you got here.
I have an Indianapolis Star it's the front page and the whole front section, actually, from the day JFK was shot there in Dallas.
Wow. Yeah, I can't say I've seen an Indianapolis Star one, but
that's the headline.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be competing with the New York Times and other big market newspapers, even the Dallas paper. I mean, I don't know, just because the Indianapolis paper saying it, it's kind of like the...
Yeah, I'm seeing them for $8, sadly. You know, they're going. There's a couple on here for $8.
I'm ordered at a garage sale for $1, so
yeah, there you go.
$7 win.
Yep, there you
Doug
go.
Doug wins tonight. That's a huge return on investment. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
There you go. See,
I'd be happy.
I was like, yes. It was. You said sadly $8. I'm like, it was a very sad event. All right.
Okay. Right.
Let's see. As I get past the text, a little teapot. 224 said a little teapot thing for loose tea leaves. From Columbian Exposition in 1931.
Okay.
Ooh. Also, 847 has a pewter pitcher made by Abercrombie and Fitch before they got into clothing.
Ah.
And then the last thing is I got a baseball from the old Wrigley and a picture of Wrigley looks circa 1960s. The ball is colored cubby blue. Never been opened.
Yeah, I couldn't find that one. I'm trying to find that pewter pitcher.
It's really like... Abercrombie and Fitch before clothing, before they put teens.
There's right.
No bare-chested teens.
Right,
there's no bare-chested teen on this pewter pitcher?
They're going for upwards. There's two on here for close to $200. I don't see any sold.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
So
yeah, you got to bring that price down. What about a little teapot thing? There's no section for little. You can't drop down menu for little teapot thing.
Not saying it. Just the pewter pitcher. That's it.
All right, there you go. Well, thank you so much for playing tonight, everybody.
Thank you.
Another great night with Greg Flamm here on the Swap Meet. Darien Flea Market this weekend.
This Saturday, only Saturday, 9 to 2 p.m.
At the Park District, not the sports
not the
complex.
Ice Arena. Yeah, the Park District.
Yeah, the Ice Arena is going to have kids all over.
Across from the Steak and Shake there on 75th.
Across from the Steak and Shake there on 75th. Right. I love it. Greg Flamm.
Darien.
There you go. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.
Thank you, Justin.